At the just concluded 8th Governors Forum in Juba, the heads of the 10 states and 3 administrative areas were instructed to allocate resources within each state to facilitate the payment of civil servants' salaries. Elia John Ahaji, Minister of Information for Eastern Equatorial State, says the state government is reminding county authorities about the obligations.
We are not telling the county commissioners to go and introduce their own. Those individuals who have been starting operationalizing the harmonized tax, they will take from there. But the counties or government institutions which have not adopted that tax harmonized, it is the time they should start doing so.
David Nayelo Moore, Commissioner of Capuetan North, says tax collection will push traders to increase their prices. He also says that residents and civil servants who have not been paid for 1 year face challenges as they struggle to put food on the table for their families.
I think it will be really very hard for a county like Capuetan North, and others may not be able to make it so fast because, when you look at the structure or the type of the market, it is a mini market, a very small one. If you can count, shop, they will not reach even 20, which if you send people to collect tax from there, they will not clock to 200,000 or 500,000, which is going to be really very difficult. Looking at the people and the livelihood, looking at what they are doing, they are collecting these charcoals, getting the firewood, and if you start taxing those things in a higher prices, they may end up running away. We took an example from those who are collecting vegetables. You find if they are asked to pay the £100, they are not able to pay.
A businessman who did not want to be identified for fear of government retaliation says multiple taxes on traders could increase the prices of commodities in the markets across the state.
When taxes have been added, it means also me as a businessman, I will have transferred that tax to the commodity which I sell. And in the long run, when we are operating the business, it means the final consumer is the one who lastly bear that burden. So me as a businessman, I will be affected. But the one who will carry the most burden is the final consumer. Previously, cement has been at 75,000. Currently, I'm selling at 80, but it is probably it will go to 100. Previously, the taxes were a bit fair. Even our places have been a bit fair, despite the fact we have been getting some challenges of the dollar. But now here, we are going to get two challenges. The currency being not stable and also the taxes at large.
Geoffrey Otto, Director General at the State Revenue Authority, says millions of South Sudanese pounds collected in municipalities are not enough to fund services to residents of Eastern Equatorial State.
We need to reactivate and enforce collection of dormant taxes, for example, poll tax. Poll tax is tax to be paid by eligible age above 18 years of age. We have given thousands or millions of plots to individuals. And according to the law of the country, they are supposed to pay annual ground rent of each of these plots, which is a very good source of revenue for both the local government and then the state government. Capital gain tax, this we also call it change of ownership. This, in the law, it is 10%. Local product pass permit, court fees, and then creation of markets. Provide state support to open up alternative routes. Establishment of checkpoints at Fortun Mafi, Agoro Center, and Ame Junction for exit goods from the state. So if we activate this source of revenue, I think it will benefit a lot the county government. It is already in the harmonized tax. There, the rates are there. Only it has not been activated.
Eastern Equatorial State Minister of Finance Peter Lokujulo Tirimoi says the state government needs 635 million South Sudanese pounds for operating costs and salaries each month. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torit.